Anthony, no! No, man! Really? Really? Good morning to everyone. Good Thursday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports, and this is a depressing daily shot of Steelers comes your way bright and early every weekday. If you're into hockey and or baseball, I also offer up daily shots of Penguins and Pirates right where you found this. Vince Williams, through the Steelers, announced his retirement from the NFL yesterday. He hasn't spoken on this yet. He doesn't really need to. He's going to at some point. He's a heart and soul kind of individual. And he lets people know that. He's one of the brightest minds I've ever been around in covering sports. He also was an outstanding inside linebacker. And I'm not just saying that from the standpoint of his having been a sixth rounder and overcoming the odds and all that other stuff. This is just a really, really good football player. And rather than get all, you know, sappy and everything about Vince's career and you know, all the stuff that I can tell Vince stories to you all day long. But today also happens to mark the opening of the Steelers training camp on the South Side. And this, from a roster and depth chart standpoint, hurts the football team. Okay? It just does. And I'm not even getting into the why this, why that, whatever else. If he had some kind of injury that was holding him back, and I did note at the time in minicamp that he was mostly a non-participant, even though he was in uniform, I can say with conviction that a healthy, happy, hungry Vince Williams was going to make a significant impact on this football team, on the 2021 football team. In fact, just did a whole show on that earlier in the week. I hope some of you heard. And Vinny listened to it. Vinny commented on it. Vinny, this is stunning. This is stunning. And I'm going to try to stick to the football resonance here more than anything else right after this very brief message from our title sponsor.
At Point Park University in the heart of downtown Pittsburgh, they understand there's no substitute for real-world experience and career-building connections. Their innovative curriculum engages students with distinctive experiential learning opportunities. Point Park's pioneering co-op program empowers qualified students to work in full-time, paid positions with their corporate partners while earning college credits. Visit pointpark.edu/works to learn more. Career ready. That's The Point, Point Park University.
So here's how this goes. Devin Bush, who I've heard is going to be cleared and ready to go for all drills beginning today, is obviously your big-time stud at inside linebacker. Robert Spillane is going to be the other inside linebacker, period. End of any discussion or debate. And then you're still left with a big hole. Not just because Vinny's good, but because big hole. You know? Who's behind these two? How are the Steelers going to go out and patch up another spot? Yes, I know inside linebackers aren't expensive. Yes, I know Vinny wasn't going to be expensive, having been essentially forced to accept a pay cut from $4 million to $1 million entering this season. His $1 million, of course, goes back into the cap book, so you can go out and get yourself another $1 million backup. Better do that soon, because I don't see other viable answers, at least not from the, hey, he can slide in and start for so-and-so if so-and-so goes down for even a brief spell. It's a hole. It's a hole. On a lot of levels. We don't know what kind of a player Devin Bush is going to be within the first, let's say, 2-3 weeks of the season, coming off basically a year-long layoff. Some veterans, I think, might be able to weather something like that more than a kid, but this was a kid who was making, I thought, pretty good progress from year one to year two. It wasn't necessarily that year two eruption that I think a lot of us were hoping for, but it was only game five when Bush went down. You've got to hope that he is your breakout star, maybe on either side of the football, but certainly on the defense. My choice is Alex Highsmith. I still think the Steelers would be better served if it were Bush, because this was a top 10 overall draft pick. He's got to be a star. You trade up to get someone like that at that slot, it's got to be a star player. Spillane, I just need to see more. I need to see more. I love the whole blood and guts thing. I love watching on endless loop the stuff on Derrick Henry down in Nashville. I know the coaches and the players loved it. And I love the pick six. I love the want to, the drive. But I don't believe even for a second he's going to be able to drop into coverage. And I don't know about his run stopping. I know Devin Bush is a pretty good tackler, not necessarily a great one, but I don't look at him, certainly not with his build, and say, here's your Levon Kirkland type inside linebacker. He's not supposed to be that. So the other guy has to be that. And I don't know. Spillane just to me feels like an incomplete report card. And maybe that's the reason that I was hedging and backing off of him for so long and hoping that Vinny would come in and just rise up and take the job. And then when Vinny is watching, listening to the stuff that reading the stuff that I'm talking about, and he's responding to it, and it sounds like he's into it, and then, boom, he's gone. Just like that. It's an adjustment. It's another adjustment that this football team has to go through right as camp opens up. When we come back, just one question. It's time for Just One Question. That's brought to you on this program always by the personal injury law firm of Luxembourg, Garvin, Kelly, and George. LGKG. They help people who've been hurt in car accidents, who need assistance with workers' comp, who filed medical malpractice claims. Reach out to LGKG. You'll find that if they make you a promise, they will keep that promise. They've been keeping promises in our region for over 80 years. Learn more about them at lgkg.com. Question comes from Hank, who asks, DK, will the zone block running... let me try that again. DK, will the zone blocking run scheme, if the Steelers stick with it, help to mask some of the offensive line's potential inefficiencies? It could, Hank. And let me give you some background on this for anyone who doesn't know what this scheme is. Extremely short version of it is that you block a space as opposed to a man. You're not looking so much to overpower the individual, you're looking to own a space. I was watching one of the Steelers minicamp sessions. This was over on the south side, and one of the college coaches who happened to be around, I'm not going to say who, was watching it with me, and I asked a question that was actually very similar to yours, Hank, while also asking if this was hard to pick up, if this was going to be represent a big change for the Steelers. This coach literally laughed and said, no, it's not hard. It's super easy. It's crazy easy. They'll have no problem with it. As far as it masking inefficiencies, you would like to think that anything that represents a change or deception assists an offense. And this is going to apply across the board when it comes to the Steelers on that side of the ball this season. The Steelers are going to be able to weaponize their versatility. I really, really believe that. This offense was so embarrassing in the latter parts of last season, in large part, I believe, because of the complete lack of deception, the complete transparency of what it was that they were trying to do, whether it was a good idea or a bad idea, and because of the nearly complete inability to adjust and be different things in different situations. Adopting and infusing the zone block, I believe, will help this offensive line, presuming they're able to pick it up. And again, based on what the college coach said, they really should be able to. If you think about it, it's kind of common sense. They're going to want to be able to do different things so that when the other team is lining up to go at them, they're not going to know exactly what to do or where this guard or that tackle or that center are going to end up on a given play. It's not going to be as simple as, there's the quarterback, let's go eat him alive. And I find that part of it encouraging in the most tentative possible way. The line is just still so young, so inexperienced, so new to all of their respective positions and to each other, that I won't believe a thing that I see, hear, or read until it plays out on a football field in Orchard Park, New York in mid-September. Okay? Just to be clear on that, I'm not expressing any kind of optimism here. But I do think that the approach itself could theoretically help. I appreciate the question. I appreciate everybody listening to Daily Shot of Steelers. We'll do another one tomorrow, after an actual day of camp.